It's about celebrating. It's about rejoicing in what God has done. The Spirit of God spoke to Mary and Joseph and said, "And you shall call his name Jesus." A lot of you are Bible scholars, so you know Jesus of the New Testament is Joshua of the Old Testament. So your name is Joshua or Yeshua, and it's two parts to it. The J-E is from Jehovah. S-U-S is salvation. God is salvation. So, and we, of course, when we speak of Jesus, we can say Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus is his name. Christ is anointing. Means the anointed one. Okay. And Lord is his title of authority. So we know Jesus Christ the Lord. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Okay. So Matthew 1:21 on your paper there. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. John the Baptist saw Jesus, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away all of the sins of the whole world." See, we can't grasp that. But the fact is, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Fact is, it's all taken care of. He's never going to deal with it again. He doesn't have to. It's totally done. It's as complete, Romans chapter 5, it's as complete as the sin of Adam. Okay? It said when Adam sinned, sin came upon all mankind. So it was total coverage of sin. And then right below that it says, in the same manner then, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Now, what makes that exciting for me is I can go around and announce to people that their sins have been forgiven. You don't have to pray and pray and pray, "God, if you would forgive her sin," it's already done. See? Now they have to receive Jesus Christ and receive that benefit. But as far as the work is done, it's all finished. And so we don't have to worry about, is it going to happen or not? And of course, it goes on into everything. Healing, prosperity, all of it. It's all done. It's just a matter of what are we going to receive. And so, what I kind of want to focus on tonight is what a gift God has given. And are we receiving the full benefit of that gift? The Greek word sozo, for saved, is all-inclusive. It's, in other words, everything that came upon mankind because of Adam's sin is covered in Jesus Christ. It's already taken care of in Christ Jesus. If that gives you a headache because you're trying to think, you have to think with your heart. Because God wants you to get this. He wants you to have the full benefit. Yeah. Wouldn't it be a shame if someone had a relative, let's say they had $5 million, and they left the $5 million to five kids. Each one had $1 million. Four of them collected on it, and the other one took $10. I said, "Wow, what an inheritance." You know, they didn't realize that there is so much more that they're not collecting. Is it there? Yes. Is it legally theirs? Yes. Are they collecting on it? No. Not until you receive it does it become yours. And so it's the receiving of the benefit of this so great a salvation. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? 2,000 years later, we're still telling people about this salvation. So great a salvation, an all-inclusive salvation. I think most of you that spend time in church, because they have all kind of wonderful testimonies and illustrations and things, that there was a fella from England coming to the United States, and he bought his ticket on the ship to come over, and he packed sandwiches and some fruit and stuff, and he just, you know, ate a little bit each day as he came over, because he didn't want to go hungry. And then when he got over, he was almost here, and someone told him, no, that was all included in your ticket. All the food was included. So he was almost starving to death, not knowing that the food was his. So we want all that is in the name of Jesus. Now, from the Amplified Bible, I have John 14:13. And I will do, I myself will grant, this is Jesus talking now, whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son. Presenting all that is in my name. Everything that is in me, everything that has come down through me, Jesus is saying, is yours. All you have to do is ask. You'll just ask. And by the way, you can ask for yourself, but you can also ask for others. So it's everything that is in his name. In this name, Jesus, in this great salvation. And he said, I will do. I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name, presenting all that I am. And of course, I started to do it. I thought, no, we want to have time to sing and pray and so forth tonight. I'd like to run through all the I ams. I am the way, the truth, and life. I am the door. I am the Lord who heals you. I am, and you know, you can rattle off 60 of them real fast. And there's many more, but I think I have a list of 120 I like to run through. Now, the other thing that we need to understand, because sometimes we're timid in asking, we're timid in praying. Well, who am I to be praying? I mean, after all, look what all I've done. How many times have I blown it? Why should I be even asking anyway? Jesus has some good news for you here. It's not you asking. He gave you the power of attorney to represent him. So when you're praying the prayer, it's Jesus praying the prayer. It's Jesus' prayer, and you're just speaking it in his behalf. Sometimes people don't like to go to court, and they'll just hire an attorney who will go and speak in their behalf. But whatever he says, because they've given them power of attorney, whatever he says is legal. See? So, we are talking to the Father as though Jesus was talking to the Father. when we see, we'd like to tag on to the end of our prayer, in Jesus' name. See, that's not what it's about. It's not an end to a prayer. It's, Father, I'm talking to you about this. I'm talking to you in behalf of your Son, Jesus Christ. Do you think the Father's listening?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's as sure as John 17, where Jesus spent the entire chapter talking to the Father. He was talking to him personally. And by the way, he talked to him in our behalf. See? And now we're speaking with power of attorney. See? We're speaking in the name of Jesus, in behalf of Jesus, Father. I'd like to ask you this. Okay. You'll never be timid again. So, what all is included? Remission of sin. Then Peter said to them, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm real excited. God got me up at 2 o'clock a couple weeks ago. And he took me all the way from Genesis through eternity. And he showed me some things. And it has to do with him empowering us for the benefit of others. See, it's not just he's doing things for us, and that's good. And what I want to show you and what he showed me was how all of this is so you can be a witness to other people, how you can affect other people's lives. And it's really, really good. And it concludes at the 23rd Psalm. And he spent about an hour teaching me the 23rd Psalm, not in the way we think of it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Causes me to find a nice green pasture, leads me beside still waters. It's the entire thing is how he prepares us for being a witness to other people. And on the day of Pentecost, 23rd Psalm started. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. See? That's the first thing when people come to me for the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Will you pray for me for the baptism in the Holy Spirit? First thing I tell them, it's not for you. What did I do wrong? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying God is filling you with His Spirit so you can be a blessing to other people. Salvation's for you. Being born again's for you. Then what He does through you is for others. If you don't do that, you're missing out on a good part of the fun, the joy, the peace, the excitement of being a Christian. Hallelujah. Okay, healing. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. How? In the name of the Lord. Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What do I have? I don't have any silver, I don't have any gold, but I have something better than that. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Those of you that have read my book, it's always so interesting to me, and I know we were talking about it earlier, but every time I see a miracle, it's a surprise. Even though you're believing for it, even though you're praying for it. And in my book, I put it this way, I can always tell when I'm ministering by faith, when I am truly believing, because after it happens, I still can't believe it. I'm looking at it, it's like, I can't believe it. It really happened. You know, and it happens over and over. You'd think after a while we'd get it. But I don't. You know, I don't. It's to me, it's like, it happened. You know, I don't believe it. But that's all right. I just keep on doing it, and it keeps on happening. Hallelujah. Okay, deliverance is part of sozo, by the way. Part of being saved is being delivered. It's part everything, like I said, everything that Satan has, everything that evil has, everything that evil people have, everything that's coming against you, trying to destroy you. God sent Jesus to deliver you from it. Okay? It's all in that name, Jesus. It really doesn't matter what it is. It may be a big thing, maybe a small thing. Years ago, I'd been here to minister. I went down to the, what do they call it, Marshall Junction. It was snowing really bad. And so then I started to go on toward Kansas City to go home. And got to snowing real bad. And I spun off and went down. Of course, it was stupid of me. I passed the snow plow. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, I was going down a hill and started to lose control. And it just turned clear around, went off into the ditch. And there was this Oldsmobile Toronado was coming down. And I could see them slipping a little bit. And they came on down. And they stopped and wanted to know if, you know, if I was okay. And I said, yeah. What can we give you a ride anywhere? And they were just glowing. And I said, well, I don't want to put you out. And they said, oh, we're going to a basketball game over here. And so I said, well, I appreciate the ride. And they took me all, not just down I-70, they took me the extra 9 miles and drove 9 miles back and went to the ball game. I don't even know if I got there on time. But anyway, after I got in the car, I said, well, I saw your car starting to wiggle and then it straightened out. How do you account for that? And she said, well, I just started saying, Jesus, save us. Jesus, save us. And the car just straightened out. I said, I'm the preacher. Why didn't I think of that? Deliverance, whatever it is. God wants to deliver you, but it doesn't just want to deliver you so you'll be delivered. He wants to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. In other words, as he's delivering you, he's going to show forth his love, his glory, his power, and people will be witnesses of that. And then they too will become hungry and desirous of this good God. See? Okay, power. 1 Corinthians 5:4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is, he said, the things I do, you're going to do, greater than these that you're going to do, because I go to my Father. Now he's seated at the right hand of the Father with all power and all authority, which he's given to us, to go out and help others. And by the way, they don't have to be Christians for you to help them. Because it's in the helping that the witness goes forth. When they see how you love, how you care, you can talk to them all day. Like the old saying goes, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
That's right.
And when you care, when you really love someone. I remember a preacher up in northern Missouri. He was driving along and he saw a guy on the side of the road and he had a flat tire. And so the preacher pulled off, and he, you know, it just felt like God said, help the guy. And so he pulled off and started talking to him. Of course, the guy was grateful. Well, glad you stopped. And he said, I have a flat tire, but I don't have a spare. My spare's flat. The guy looked at that guy's car, the preacher did, and he looked at his car like, oh, we have the same car. I have a spare. And so he set in to change the guy's tire, told him how God had told him to stop, witnessed to him. The guy accepted Jesus right on the side of the road. You never know what God's up to. We don't want to pass opportunities. Okay, but we have the power. And then sanctification, being separate. Being separate from sin, separate from the world. Okay, that's God's job, not ours. We so often try to take it upon ourselves. I'm going to live separate. Even if you became a hermit, living in a cave somewhere, you still would be there with you. And that's a problem. The old carnal man's still there. If you're going to be sanctified, it's going to be by the power of God. It's in the name of Jesus. Which, by the way, Jesus started his prayer in John 17. He said, I sanctify myself that they may be sanctified. So the question is, did Jesus do a good job of living a sanctified life? If he did, then I'm sanctified. Not because I sanctified myself, but because he sanctified me. Okay? 1 Corinthians 6:11. Of such were some of you. I guess we should have left that sentence out, huh? I guess that includes all of us. But you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. They didn't do it. It was by the Spirit of God. It's in the name of Jesus that we are sanctified and justified. By the way, the word justified or justification just simply means a new start. God gives you a new start. And that's not just when you're born again. Anytime you need a new start, he's right there. And he said, let's do it all over again. Another trip around the mountain. But we're going to make it. Okay. 1 John 5:13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. So you believed and you received eternal life. Now, continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, because we haven't yet experienced all that is in the name of Jesus. We don't have the full $1 million yet. We don't have that full inheritance. Fact is, I don't even know how much of it I have, because I keep finding new stuff every day. Every time I read the Bible, I find new stuff. That looks like it's good. I'd like some of that. I receive. Been there all the time. The Bible wasn't written yesterday. It's been there, you know, for a long time. But we're just now finding it out. Fact is, you can read the same scripture over and over and over, and then one day, reading that scripture, you'll find it. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I have a lot of people ask me, and that's just a little bit of a side thing, that they ask me, why sometimes is it Jesus Christ, and the other times it's Christ Jesus? You ever wondered that? Well, the people who met him in person always referred to him as Jesus Christ. Those who met him afterward and experienced him first as Christ referred to him as Christ Jesus. And you can go all through the scriptures. And so those who knew him in person, they knew him as Jesus. Then they'd come to know him as Christ, the anointed one. But others, like Paul, Saul of Tarsus, knew him as Christ Jesus. Okay, so there's victory in this wonderful name of Jesus. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Greek word for through is real interesting because it means down through Jesus Christ. My God shall supply all of your needs, as the same Greek word here, by Christ Jesus or through Jesus Christ, depending on which translation you're reading. But it simply means down through. In other words, the Father is giving it to Jesus. You've probably heard me say this many times, but he didn't give us anything. He gave everything he had to Jesus. And we only get it because it comes down through Jesus Christ. If it's in Christ, it's mine, because I'm in Christ. Because it's all coming down through Jesus Christ. And by the way, it's the same thing when you think of Adam, that sin came down through Adam so that it polluted the whole human race. Came through Adam. And by the same way, reversed, now it comes to us through Jesus Christ. How great a salvation. How great the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.